Tuesday night, early Yud Gimel Sivan, Dvar Halacha. Okay, we're talking about various mistakes that the Balkari might have made while laning, and we're still in the category of what we'll call major mistakes that the Ramah says he has to go back and say over. Now, the Mishnah Berurah and the Chayyadim, they all say this is even if he said Shem Hashem. You're reading a pasuk, you made a mistake, but he kept going, and he said Shem Hashem. So, really, apparently, you have to stop dead and go back and fix the mistake. What people think, or what they assume, or what they... He should finish the pasuk. There's no such din. Maybe, because he's not saying the pasuk. I mean, he doesn't gain anything by finishing the pasuk. I can hear a svara, maybe, that you finished a phrase, but really, it doesn't help to finish the phrase either. But, I don't know, people do it because they think that if you just say Shem Hashem out, like just, you said Shem Hashem and you stop dead, so then it's a Shem Shemayim Levatola. But if you say it in the context of a phrase that makes some sense, even if it's not the pasuk, so at least then it's not so much Levatola. I guess that's the rationale. But the finished pasuk certainly has no beer, and the mashmal, so the poskim is that you just stop dead, and you say Shem Hashem, and you say Baruch Shem, and it's... But there's no... You're not gaining anything by saying a few more words. That's one point.
Are you supposed to go back to the...
You have to go back... Oh, very good. And the next thing is, what do you go back to? So... The poskim say you don't go back to the word of the mistake. It's the middle of a phrase, and out of context, it really makes no sense. And you have to make the whole kriya a valid kriya. So you go back to the beginning of the phrase. What we do by zecher and zecher, that's what we're doing in effect. We're saying maybe we made a mistake. Going back to the beginning of the posuk is really not necessary. And it's just, everybody's afraid not to do it because then they're not such a frum shul, and you have to be a frum shul, so everybody's afraid. When I grew up, nobody went back to the beginning of the pasuk. Maybe the frumest of the frum, but so to speak, there's no din to go back. There's no reason, and you don't have to go back to the beginning of the pasuk. You go back.
They
didn't say zecher zecher. Is good with the Eved, but it's recommended not to just say the over, because then it sounds like, it's not the right word, then it has the tzura that you're being chayzer, toichidei dibur, and what would be valid is the second one, not the first one, because it has that tzura. Now, that's not so terrible, because you don't intend to be chayzer, so what do we care about the tzura? You intend to say both words, zecher, zecher. But the post can recommend going back to the beginning of the phrase, and that's what everybody always did. Any place I've ever davened, in yeshivas, balabat, the shashul, everywhere. Timche azecher amalek, timche azecher amalek. That's all. And the same with Megillas Esther, with Lifnehem and Bifnehem, and Lahashmid ulaharo gula abeid, vilaharo. You don't have to go back to the beginning of the pasuk. But you can't just start from that word, because it has to have a certain context. And therefore you go back to the beginning of the phrase.